Ricky Martin hit by lawsuit from former manager. Mandy Moore ends her tour to focus on her pregnancy. And Barbie pays tribute to Bowie again. It's Thursday, June 30th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Ricky Martin has been accused by his former manager of completely and maliciously refusing to pay her millions in commissions. Rebecca Drucker filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles in court on Wednesday, seeking more than $3 million US. According to the statement of the claim, Drucker repped the singer from 2014 to 2018 when she stepped down after a particularly ugly incident in Dubai. She claims Martin begged her to resume her role in May 2020 when his personal life was in disarray and his personal and professional life was in absolute turmoil. She claims to have resurrected Martin's career in every way and said to have made millions from recording contract, touring, and sponsorship deals and other professional endeavors thanks to her. The lawsuit states that Drucker protected Martin from the consequences of his reckless indiscretions and claimed that in September 2020, he was threatened with a potentially career-ending allegation, but emerged unscathed thanks to her efforts. Drucker said that when he learned of the devastating claim against him, Martin collapsed and expressed his extreme fear if this threat were carried out, the consequence would be catastrophic. Drucker's lawsuit also alleges that Martin had a litany of problems, including non-payment of taxes and substance abuse. Martin is also accused of fostering a toxic work environment wherein he constantly mistreated, manipulated, and lied to Drucker, leading her to resign in April. She claims he pressured her to sign a non-disclosure agreement to prevent her from revealing the abhorrent behavior she has witnessed and endured. Reps for Martin have not commented on the lawsuit, and none of the allegations have been proved in court. Mandy Moore said on Tuesday that she's canceling the remaining 14 shows on her Real Life tour so that she can focus on her pregnancy. When we booked these shows, I wasn't pregnant, and although I truly thought I could power through, the way we are traveling, long hours on the bus and not getting proper rest, has caught up, taking its toll, and made it feel too challenging to proceed, the 38-year-old singer told fans in a message on social media. I know that I have to put my family and the health of my baby first, and the best place for me to be right now is at home. The tour is in support of Moore's seventh studio album and included a stop at Toronto's Danforth Music Hall on June 22nd. Moore announced early this month that she's expecting baby number two with her husband, musician Taylor Goldsmith. The couple, who were married in 2018, had a son named August in February 2021. David Bowie fans can get their hands on a new Barbie that pays tribute to the late singer's look from the 1973 Life on Mars video. It's a tribute to Bowie, his outfit, his makeup, his features, to emulate his essence and make sure it looked like Barbie, but as Bowie, explained designer Linda Kia Mershon in the description of the doll. Mattel unveiled Barbie's latest Bowie tribute. She took on his Space Oddity look in 2019 to mark last year's 50th anniversary of his album Hunky Dory, which included Life on Mars. The doll is available online for $50 US plus $12.95 US for standard shipping to Canada and comes with a certificate of authenticity. David Bowie died in 2016 at the age of 69. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.